So today we're here releasing a green sea turtle called Connie, who's been in our care at Kelly Tarleton since November 2020. Green sea turtles are really common in New Zealand waters. Quite a few of them reside here, like Connie. We think she loves this area. There's lots of seagrass for them. But our waters do get really cold for the turtles, so they can get cold shock and dehydrated and end up washing up. And also plastics in the water, they can ingest them, they get floaty, and then that can bring them on the shores as well. Also lots of boats and fishing nets around. Turtles can commonly get caught in fishing nets or fishermen or, lots of factors that can contribute to turtles washing up on our shores.
Oh, there's lots of reports of sea turtles coming into shore, but mainly to actually feed. But they are sometimes found washing up on the shoreline in a sick condition potentially. Some of the things that cause them or are a threat to them are things like overfishing and illegal netting, because when they come in to feed, they get caught up in the nets, so that obviously can either injure or kill them. There's also things like microplastics. So when they come in to feed, they're often found in the shallow shores, and they can actually accidentally eat some rubbish with plastic in it, so plastic bags and things like that. So the more that we can remove these threats, the more chance they've got of thriving.
The plastic, you know, we talk about it, it's always on TV, the plastic, the climate change, the global warming, the sea level rises. It's just bringing another awareness that it's not all about the humans, but a lifestyle of Connie as well, the species of Connie as well.
For me, I think today was more significant for some reason. I'm still trying to understand why. So this is the second time Connie's been released here. The first time she was released, there was a lot of gathering around, so I didn't really have that intimate moment or was able to be near her. But today it was very close. It was very nice. It was just a nice, quiet, quick moment with Connie.
So when we get reports of sea turtles that are sick and injured, we'll often come with the public to retrieve them, and we'll send them to either the vets or Kelly Tarleton's for recovery, similar to what Connie would have done today, with the intention of being released in the future.
So Connie being out to Aotearoa, being Ngā Tamariki o Tangaroa, Hene Moana. The significance for Connie to be released out here is huge. We want Connie to have a strong and healthy rest of her life, and hopefully she mates and they can produce more of little Connies.
Their rehabilitation program involves lots of tube feeding, giving medications like antibiotics, and just getting them fit and strong and healthy and hydrated and ready to survive back into the ocean. We spend so much hard work and time with these turtles every day at work, and it's always such a bittersweet feeling seeing them go, because we develop such strong feelings for them. But yeah, we have no doubt she's got the best chance out there, and we're so happy to see her swim back out there in her home, and yeah, we wish her all the best.